regarding the Roman Catholic Mass, folks, I've spoken about this many times in their teaching. I grew up on that Baltimore Catechism. They teach that the Mass satisfies the justice of God for sins committed against him. That's an abomination, actually, that you have this Roman Catholic priest doing a Catholic Mass, offering up, it's called the sacrifice of the Mass, and they're telling you that Mass will satisfy the justice of God for sins committed against him. False teaching. I mean, that's the center of the Catholic gospel, ladies and gentlemen. It's fooled many people over the years. You know, many people don't realize that the Roman Catholic charismatic movement, I mean, they still go to their Catholic masses. It's as counterfeit as anything else. But many, many people have been fooled, especially over the last, say, 40, 50 years or maybe more. People will have these Catholic charismatics that you'll find them preaching in churches today. They've been seduced. You know, pastors have been seduced. No question about it. So you need to know that the Catholic Mass is a false teaching. It's an abomination, ladies and gentlemen, yet it still goes on. People need to know, Catholics need to know, Jesus paid the price in full. And if he paid the price in full, you do not need a Roman Catholic priest to offer up a Mass. There is no more priesthood, so to speak, as they have in the Catholic Church. They believe that they're the one true church and that their priests are the only one who can offer up that Mass, and they'll have their transubstantiation, which I'll speak on also. It's not found in the Word of God. What did Jesus say, John 19:30, right before he died, ladies and gentlemen, on the cross? When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. That's it. It's done, folks. He paid the price in full. You can't offer up God anymore. He died. He was buried. He rose from the dead and he ascended back into heaven. How dare any person declare that they can now offer up the sacrifice in an unbloody manner, is how they teach it, folks. It's hypnotism. It's witchcraft. I'll be very frank with you. Let's look at Romans 5:6-9. "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." I'm going to read that last part there again. Roman Catholic, listen carefully. May this deliver you from ever going to another Catholic Mass again. "Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." A believer has already been justified. I'm justified. I'm saved from wrath through Christ. It's an event that took place almost 2,000 years ago, folks. He paid the price in full. You can't offer up Jesus again and again and again and again as they do. My, oh my. What did Peter himself say? "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened or made alive by the Spirit." Peter knew what to preach. He knew it was paid for. He once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust. You don't have to keep going back to the Catholic Church and have your priest offer up a Mass for you or for your dead relatives and hope that they get out of purgatory. My, oh my.